What's up, y'all? It's RW4 Court Press Podcast by Robert White, and I got to get straight to it. You know, I woke up this morning, and I was reading how these voters, the media, are saying that the LSU quarterback, Mr. Burrow, is leading the Heisman Trophy. He's the number one leading Heisman Trophy candidate. Again, how in the world is Burrow from LSU, the LSU quarterback, the transfer from Ohio State, is the number one candidate for the Heisman Trophy and the number one quarterback in college football right now? This is blasphemous. This is ridiculous. You mean to tell me that the LSU quarterback is having a better season than Tua, Alabama Crimson Tide quarterback? Tua, who should have won the Heisman last year, who should be defending the Heisman Trophy right now to get a second Heisman Trophy this year. The man is the starting quarterback for college football, king of the crop. Alabama Crimson Tide, they're the kings. And Tua is the prince, leading the pack. The man numbers right now, are you kidding me? He has 27 touchdowns, one interception. His QBR is 96.1, first in college football. Again, 27 touchdowns, one interception. He's throwing for right now. He got 2,011 yards in six games. They 6-0. Out of 182 attempts, he completed 134. So that's 73.6 completions percentage. He's averaging 11 yards per throw. Again, 27 touchdowns, one interception. His RTG is 214.3. Just like last year. I'm sorry, just coming into this season, they lost to Clemson. We get they lost to Clemson, right? Y'all guys try to make Trevor Lawrence the Clemson quarterback. Y'all named him, he's going to be the first team All-American at the quarterback position. He's rated higher than Tua Tagovailoa for Alabama. How, I don't know. I believe Trevor Lawrence's numbers is 11 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 1,100 yards right now. But this is the same man that y'all said first team preseason All-American quarterback. What else Tua got to do? Last year, he lost the Heisman Trophy to Kyler Murray from Oklahoma. No disrespect to Kyler Murray, but he had the impact Tua had on his team. It was not Tua's fault that he ain't playing the fourth quarter most of the games. That's how dominant they was. That's how dominant Alabama Crimson Tide football team was. Then he got hurt. He was still playing that bad ankle. So you guys trying to say, oh, because he had the game against LSU, the game in the SEC championship game against Georgia that y'all used to see him had last year. He was hurt. He still went out there and played the game. Ankle taped up, wrapped up 5 times. Y'all try to knock him on that? So I'm going to ask y'all this question. Where's Burrow better than Tua at? At a quarterback position. Please tell me. Please show me. I know y'all going to say the analytics, the numbers don't lie. That's what y'all do. Y'all always throw the numbers up there. Numbers don't lie, this and that. Here go a question for you. In a game, who would you rather have at your starting quarterback? Burrow from LSU or Tua from Alabama? Oh, we're going to see the game this year. November 9th down Tuscaloosa. Last year was in LSU, Baton Rouge, Death Valley. Now you got to come to Tuscaloosa. Now you got to come to the house Saban built. Now you got to deal with Tua. And the best receiving core in the history of college football. I'm sorry. I don't watch a lot of college football.
And I never seen receivers, a pack of receivers like Bama has. Unreal. Unreal. You guys say LSU was defensive back university? All right, we'll see. Y'all said that last year. Bama went down there and beat them in Death Valley. Humbled them, humble pie. Now you now LSU got to come up here. Now Burrow got to come up here and play against that grown man defense. Bama has a grown man defense. They have the NFL guys. No disrespect to anybody else, but down there, that machine down Alabama, they are grown men. Development for the NFL. It just bothers me. I don't understand. Like, what did the media guys see? I just don't get it. Trevor Lawrence, no James Burrow. No, he's the leading vote getter for the Heisman Trophy. Are you serious? Guys wasn't even that good last year. You was talking about, oh, he's his okay quarterback. He had a couple good games this year because of the defense. I watched the game last week. They played Florida. Florida was leading the game. Florida beat themselves. Florida beat themselves. I just don't like it. I don't like the media. I like how they have the media members do the voting instead of the college coaches. Have the college coaches do the vote for these awards for these players. Don't have the media guys. If a media guy don't like your team or your coach, you can forget about it. It kind of reminds me of Terrell was in the Hall of Fame. Everybody knew Till was the first ballot Hall of Famer. No disrespect to Marvin Harrison. He's better than Marvin Harrison. Till should have got him before Marvin Harrison. But since the media did not like T.O. because he spoke his mind, he was outspoken, and they didn't like that, they could not take nothing away from the field, what he did on the field, because he performed. They got to start letting the players do the voting, not the media guys. It's ridiculous, and they take it personal. Personal. I tell you what, it's money time, game time. I want that lucky lefty from Alabama to be my starting quarterback. And I ain't disrespecting nobody. It is what it is. I want lucky lefty being my quarterback over any quarterback in the NCAA right now. No, you talk about Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow got 25 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. His QBR is 93.3. That's fourth in college football. He got 2,100 yards. He got 2,157 yards passing. Tua got 2,011 yards. His completion percentage is 79.6. Out of 186 attempts, he completed 148. 79.6. Okay, so that's what y'all basing that off of? The numbers? The body work on the field? Tua changed the whole complex of a game. Joe Burrow ain't doing that. Ain't no defensive coordinators coming in saying, oh, listen, we got to stop Joe Burrow. We got to do this. We got to do that for us to win the game. Nah. It's a different type of game plan for Tua. And again, let me say this. I'm not an Alabama Crimson football fan. I'm not. I respect greatness. He's great. He's going to go down as the all-time, probably the best quarterback Alabama history in Alabama football history. And he's only a junior. I hope he stay one more year. I hope he stay 4 years. 4 years. Don't go to the NFL. Don't go to the Dolphins or the Redskins. Stay another year. Dominate college football again. And get your degree. And make the media more mad. You're humble. You don't trash talk. He respects the game. He respects his opponents as well. I just don't get it. I don't understand why y'all keep knocking this man. The same thing with Trevor Lawrence. Y'all put Trevor Lawrence on a pedestal because he won a championship game last year. Listen, in my opinion, let's be real about this. I'm being honest. Y'all, yeah, Clemson beat Alabama. To me, Alabama took them for granted. Alabama's winning the game. They said, oh, we got this game. Alabama didn't put the foot on their neck. And by the time they looked up, they was down by 2 touchdowns. Took it for granted. That's it. Once Clemson got the ball up 2 touchdowns, they're going to milk that clock. They're going to milk it. Get down to the red zone, field goal, touchdown. Smart thing to do when you're playing against the baby NFL, Alabama Crimson Tide. But again, I just don't understand it. I don't know when this nonsense is going to stop. That y'all got certain quarterbacks that have a good 2 weeks of football. Now they're the front runner for the Heisman candidate. Y'all basically threw it at Trevor Lawrence before the season started. Let me tell you my two. My two is Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa. The two were former champions of Alabama. Do you see Jalen Hurts numbers? You see what Jalen Hurts is doing? Do y'all see Jalen Hurts performances down in Oklahoma? Jalen Hurts always had this. Always. Always had this. Jalen Hurts numbers right now for the Oklahoma Sooners. His rating is 215.9. 1,758 yards, 17 touchdowns. 17 touchdowns. Right? His completion percentage is 71.5. We get that. The man got 630 yards on the ground. On the ground. 630 yards on the ground right now. 8 rushing touchdowns on top of that. So, and they're undefeated. Big 12. But I know what y'all gonna say about the Big 12. They don't play no defense. It's all about offense. Listen, when Tua went down in the SEC championship against Georgia, who stepped in and took over the game? Jalen Hurts. Won the game for him. James Burrow has to win a big time game for me. He just got to. Now I'm not taking nothing away from him. It's an okay quarterback. But he ain't on Tua's level. That's just how I'm feeling. He's just not on Tua's level. And you guys, not all media personnel, but majority of media personnel, I don't know what the hell y'all be looking at. Tua's box office. Must-see TV. CBS, ESPN, box office. Box office team. Box office coach. Box office quarterback, the leader of that team. Tua Tagovailoa. You can find my podcast on different avenues. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Podcasts, Breaker Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Anchor Podcasts. This is Robert White, RW Full Court Press Podcast. Peace, love, and blessings.